So while the focus has largely been on adding capacity or finding ways to reduce congestion on roadways, or to maybe have modal shifts to get people and goods using different modes and to alleviate some of the congestion and space needs on highways, it's important to consider the truck parking as part of that discussion right there along parallel with all of that. Because the transportation network in the United States is an important part of any U.S. business supply chain. And when it is not available or inefficient, that only makes it harder for U.S. businesses to operate and to function. So having that truck parking element as part of the capacity and efficiency discussions that we have with roadways, I think is important because it is an element that is adding to some of the challenges that are happening on the roadway as well.
And it seems to be one that's been at least somewhat overlooked in that conversation.
Yes, and I think that's because there hasn't been a clear understanding of who owns the truck parking issue, who's the champion, who is responsible for building parking. And that's where it gets complicated because you have public lots and you have private lots, and states have tried to build different types of parking, but then there's the private sector. And so the solutions involved in trying to solve for this really involve partnerships between these two entities, public and private, unlike ever before.